Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Feta Tapender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence, and I can't be anybody without the main man himself, the man who I sit beside, the man who I lean on, the man who's the man himself, producer John. Hey. Grado, I'm only joking, mate. Grado, it's yourself,
mate. What you got in your? Is that a flask?
It's a wee hip flask, mate. There's a wee cognac in it. It's the good old days are back. The glory days are back. I'm back on the booze. On the booze, hardcore.
Is it decided, in Hillsborough or something?
No, I was watching Elvis. Right? I was going to see that Elvis film. And I thought to myself, see the sad bit of the film, right?
When he dies in the toilet.
But he's like, he's fat and all that, right? And he's just boozed up and all that, and he's fat and all that kind of stuff. And he's in the mad jumpsuits and he's sweating all the time. And that. I just thought, that looks fucking cracking. I get the angry message of it. You know what I mean?
So did you just see it today and then why come up the road and get mad with it?
No, I saw it last week. It was brilliant, by the way. It was brilliant.
It's a bit like, I always used to get that when you see like Mike Baldwin on Coronation Street and he would pour himself whiskey for like a crystal jar.
Aye, a decanter, a nice decanter.
Aye, and you'd go, oh, that looks tidy. And they'd just drink it that dead smooth. But then if you actually try whiskey, it's fucking barking, drinking it straight.
Jack Jester was telling me he's been buying crystal decanters.
He's in, actually. You know that, isn't he?
He's been getting right into the decanters and all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of part I was getting off Jester when we were filming. But it's great to be back. It's great to be back on the regular. That's me. I'm kind of unemployed now, so I'll be kicking about for the next however long doing this, trying to drum up support, trying to get some fans, trying to get some money in the door. Grado's making a fucking fortune, by the way. So he's going to leave. He'll jump ship. If we don't, we need to keep money coming in the door here or he'll be off. Are you staying panel this year, Grado?
I am doing part of Aladdin at the Pavilion.
I heard a wee rumour that there might be somebody else we know in that panel, were
you? Oh, aye. I mean, has it not been announced?
I don't know. I don't think it's been announced, has it?
I'm sure he's on the posters and all that, is he not?
Oh, is he on the posters?
I'm sure he is, aye.
He is. He's on the posters. We can announce it.
Okay. Well, Big Jester's going to be... Sorry, you announce it, mate.
Well, there definitely isn't an embargo from Ian Gordon here. We can't announce it.
I think we can announce it.
No, he's definitely... Hold on. What is Aladdin this year, Grado?
Aladdin.
I'm just clicking in. He's on the poster. It's fine to announce.
There you have it. Jack Jester makes his Boardwalk... what's he called?
Broadway. The Martin Scorsese. Is that the fucking Martin Scorsese teleprogram?
Broadway. Tread the boards. That's what I meant.
He's treading the boards. He... Now, let me tell you something. I've said this before, right? But I was thinking about this all day, and I know I don't want this to start off like a soaking up session, right? But I was thinking all day about how good Grado is, right? Was one of the things I was thinking about. We'd been talking about Grado. I can't remember who was talking about Grado, but we'd been talking about Grado. Somebody was talking about Grado. I can't mind who was talking about him.
Is it the Scots?
Aye, it was when we were filming the Scots and we were talking about, I can't remember who I was talking about you. It might have been somebody in the crew, I can't mind. Somebody, I'd get off with Grado. I'm only joking. I can't mind what it was. But I was talking about...
Shut his mouth.
Wait, see Jack Jester, see Big Lee, by the way, in this programme. The Scots, aye, man, he's unbelievable, by the way. He's unbelievable in it. Funny as anything.
I'd say for years, man. See, when we were like, when he was doing his, we were on the Insane Fight Club stuff like that, and he was playing a hard man. I was like, you should be funny because you're funny. You're funny as fucking real life.
Aye, aye.
I mean, he is.
he's so funny, and he's brilliant in it. And I was just thinking as well, but like, it's weird. It's like, so there's Jester. There's Grado. He's doing the telly stuff, and he's brilliant at it. He's dead funny. And there's Lee doing the telly stuff now, and he's brilliant at it, and he's dead funny. And I was like, that's just mad, isn't it? Because that's like two guys that good coming out of the same area. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Aye, right.
It's mental when you think about it. You know what I mean? Which means there'll be Marys as well. And I know there is. I know there's Marys in there that are able to do it.
Grado, can I ask a question about this year's panto, Aladdin at the Pavilion, from the 1st of December to the 15th of January? See, in 2022, are we still allowed to call the policemen ping and pong in Aladdin? I don't know if we are or not.
Well, I mean, they're called.
Are they called ping and pong in it?
Stephen Purden plays ping and Grado plays pong.
I think we might need to cut this.
Again, pong, fuck's it. Who is Jester playing, by the way?
Jester is playing
Abenanza.
Right, the so he's the heel. He's the heel. He's the baddie.
He is. I would imagine he's the baddie. He's got the beard.
So it's almost like an extension of your family bash type thing. It's like, are you a face in it? Aye.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we would be. He's a policeman. No,
right. Are you his henchman? Maybe.
Henchman, that kind of deal. Aye, that kind of deal.
Who's Aladdin?
Aladdin is Scott Fletcher from River City, and who's he in? Soldier, fuck's sake. Gary Tank Commander.
And who plays the soldier?
And who plays the princess? Is there a princess in it?
Princess is a girl called Brooke Thompson, who I follow her on Instagram, but she was at Motherwell for the last couple of years. So
you follow on Instagram,
I follow on Instagram. She's a really talented singer.
Are you singing on it?
What are
ping and pong going to sing?
I don't know. I don't know. It's still a wee while yet before we find out songs and such like.
When do you start rehearsals?
November. What's going on? Why are you asking? What's the deal?
I'm just wondering. I'm just like, It's promo. Right. So what you've been wrestling as well. You're wrestling. You're setting yourself up for Shug's House Party, right?
Mm-hmm. Next
two nights hosting it.
Is there two?
You're hosting both nights and you're wrestling. Well, hold on. Is there night?
Is there not a family show on the Saturday and then the Sunday night? It's Shug's House Party. It's a family show and then a ICW show at night and right. Okie dokies. Right, looking forward. I can't wait.
I'm glad I've told you what you're booked for.
No, I'm just realising that makes sense now. Because Chug's usually listening on 2 weeks, but in my head I heard it was the family show the Saturday. But no, I get it. Two ICW shows. Well, that's
what date is that, the family show? Is that the 30th?
The 30th.
It's the afternoon, isn't it? It's the afternoon, aye.
That's the
afternoon, aye.
I might try and jump out to that, actually.
Yeah.
Is there still tickets?
I think there's still tickets.
Tickets are still available.
Right, so what have we been missing in wrestling while we've been off? While we've been away, things have happened. Things have happened in the wrestling. What do we need to talk about? What do we need? Let's see. The punters are getting in touch to tell us what we've missed. What do you think about that?
Huh? Let's do it.
So Gary got in touch, wanting to hear our take on WWE's potential return to PG-14 or TV-14 content. You know about this, Grado?
Aye, but right away, I read that it's not really much a biggie and it's not going to be much a difference at all. Sorry to spoil it. No?
All right, we'll move on then.
No, seriously, somebody had put up like this, it's not going to change one wee bit. Apparently, it's like something to do with a scheduling thing that it'll move to TV-14. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm sure I read that. I don't imagine
it's probably something like that. I don't think it means anything. The moment we'll know that there's a change in direction in terms of content in the company is when something happens. Do you know what I mean?
But I also read that it's got something to do with Stephanie and Triple H decided when it was PG-14 that they would build the audience for a young age, and then when it got to the age that they were getting older, to keep them hooked, they would then go to TV-14 with this generation that grew up with PG-14, whatever.
Yeah. Is that what they said? Is that what they said in the meeting? Is that how Triple H and Stephanie described it?
PG fucking whatever. That's like that. I think you'll be watching Love Island, Rab. No.
Has it been a good one?
It's been one of the best. John, have you been watching it?
I haven't, Grado. The only thing I saw was something about a licked her tit or something.
Licked her tit or whatever.
Licked her tit or whatever.
One of the guys get caught after the lassie that he was supposed to be muckled up with. And the other lassie says, look, we were playing about and he was licking me, licking my boobies, licking my tits. It's ridiculous. And then when he got pulled up, she was like, what's this happened? What did you do? What did he done? He went, oh, apparently I licked her tit or whatever. It's been all everywhere. Oh, he's a missing out, man.
This is the first one I've not watched.
Is it really?
First one I've not watched.
Seriously, you really get it?
Aye. No, it's the first one. I've just.
There's been a lot of fighting and all that. That's what you want. You want the bloodshed.
We've just not watched it, and I know. It's a bit, maybe a pity. I've got no idea. But this is the thing. I've got no idea what's happened on it, so I could catch up probably. When's it finish?
Not a week Monday.
A week and Monday.
Aye, mate. It's been great, but you should go back and watch it. It has been really, really good.
I could binge it. Catch up. More chance of me binging Love Island to catch up than binging the wrestling I've missed. I'll put it that way.
You been watching AEW?
I have, but I've not seen the most recent. I have been watching it, but I've not seen the Eddie Kingston and Jericho match.
You've got.
Can you elaborate on that? Can you elaborate on that?
Sorry.
Oh!
Wait till you watch that. Wait till you watch that, Rab. There's a lot of correspondence that and Buddy are put over this week. Put it that way.
Really?
Uh huh.
Right. Did they like to bleed in that show? Didn't they?
ACDS score. I mean, I said, what is this fucking name? Points out the Scotland's own Jack Morris is going to appear in Noah's N1 Victory 2022 tournament. Good on you, Jack.
I know, man. He's a star.
Lots of people have been in touch to point out Scotty Too Hot. He went to the Celtic game on Saturday when they played Blackburn in a friendly. Nice.
It's funny, isn't it?
There he is, Scotty Too Hot. A picture of Scotty Too Hot at Paradise himself. Paradise, of course, where...
I preferred Grandmaster Sexy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Billy at the Scottish Wrestling Network says, I've joined Dad Club 6 weeks earlier than planned if the lads have any advice. So, Billy, congratulations on having a wee baby. Grado, have you got any advice as a new father?
Don't plan to get it done because you need to stay in the house and watch the wedding.
There we go. What I would say is...
Congratulations, Billy.
Hope for another pandemic to happen so that everybody else has to stay in as well. That's what I would say.
Aye.
Peter says JR is still a dirty old bastard. We've missed that. No, we're going way back with this correspondence, right? So Lewis got in touch and says, hi, mate, I've got a story for you. Just listened to episode 20. Wow. When you are talking about Braveheart. Being a mark for Bret Hart. Now, Braveheart is up in Aberdeen. He's up Aberdeen way, right? He's
Dundee.
A wrestler up there. Is it Dundee? He's up Dundee way. He's a wrestler up there. Story is, Lewis says, me and my pal went for a couple of wrestling classes at SWE with Big Davey, thinking we were away to get into the graps. You may believe he's a Bret Hart mark. Because
he wears a pink and black, didn't he?
Yep. Although the first thing that came out of his mouth before we started said, first thing you new guys need to realise is Bret Hart's a wank and he stiffed me for dosh when he came here. Bret Hart's a wank.
Now,
I know Ian Drew Dice Clay, who is one of our regular listeners and just one of the best wrestling guys to follow on Twitter, loves Bret Hart. So I would love to hear his take on Bret Hart being, because I think Ian Drew Dice Clay is the type of guy who would never dream for a minute that Bret Hart would stiff anybody for dosh and behaves like a wank when he comes here. Do you know what I mean?
We should get Bret Hart on to discuss this.
We need to get Braveheart on to discuss this because I thought he was the biggest Bret Hart mark in the world to hear. And imagine you were the biggest Bret Hart fan in the world where you even like dressed in the same colours as him and kind of acted a wee bit like him and stuff like that and had the hair a wee bit like him and all that, Kero. And then you get him over for a seminar or something and he fucking pumps you off for some money. It'd be brilliant, right? There's nothing more wrestling than that. I want to hear more about this.
But you still wear his gear after it's happened and all that? Yeah.
Kyle Customs has been in touch and says he picked this Rab t-shirt on the Barra's website, £2. Picked it up. Think it might be a bootleg. Gives me the wee nice artwork of a nice pyramid t-shirt. I'm going to get some merch out. I should get out some merch. Just for myself to buy.
sorry, this just came into my head, but this is, how long have we been after? Have we been after like a month or something?
Pretty much.
Aye. I was at the Liam Gallagher concert and I met a Wrestling Daft fan. And he was brand new. He showed me where the toilets were. no, seriously. And he held my drink when I went into the toilet or that kind of stuff. Can't remember his name. I was waiting for a good half an hour. And he knew everything about the podcast. He listens to every episode, obsessed with it. So, thank you very much.
Yeah, whoever you are, whoever it was.
He will be listening. I mean, he'll be listening right this second.
Whoever it was who held it for Grado when he went to the toilet, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. We have had this before, but Stephen says, possible question for the lads here. Have you ever seen wrestling moves used in a real fight? We fucking had this question a million times. Have you ever seen... Why are people obsessed with us?
Where do you see this?
Right, okay, here we go.
Is this old guy's going to do it? Look at that.
It's the cane flying closely.
Can I see that again? Right, so just to describe for people that are listening, we get an old guy outside a pub, he jumps up on a bench, runs along, does a Superman punch off it into a young guy, but he doesn't make it to the young guy, he doesn't reach him. Go on, shows it again. Wait a minute, hold on, there's actually a pure hero in this clip, have you seen it? Do you see the guy tripping him?
Oh, so he does!
The guy trips him. The guy in the foreground actually sticks a leg out and trips him.
So he would have, if that guy didn't do that, that would have been one of the best like running flying clotheslines I've ever saw.
Unbelievable. So there you go. Mere use of wrestling being used for football as Burnley announced their new signing.
How about this? And listen to this. The Rock will tell you this. The Rock will tell you this.
What the hell is this, man? What else is going to happen here?
That's
one of the best yet, isn't it?
That's brilliant. Who is it, John?
That's Burnley. I don't know who the player is right enough, but...
That's good. There's very, very effective bit of viral messaging there. We don't have no clue who the guy is. Right. So that was Burnley announcing their new signing by putting him into a wee clip with The Rock, and we've got no idea who the fucking guy is. Shout out to Falkirk, who used Mr. Kennedy gifts for the signing of Kai Kennedy for Rangers.
I was very impressed with Falkirk's use of wrestling. They've obviously been listening to the show, so thank you very much for Falkirk.
Have you got the internet in Falkirk now? They're able to do it.
They have.
All right, carry on. Right, Simon says, can you find out for Grado on the show where he got these sunglasses for?
please get the video version now to see this picture, which looks, it's Alfredo Morelos looking like Grado from the back.
Wait, I'll show you. Right, hold on. Wait there. Hold on 2 minutes. Hold on. I can't go that.
Have you got these actual clays?
Hold on.
Grado is an influential figure, though. Like, see all these young football players. They're obsessed with Grado, by the way.
Do you think Alfredo Morelos has seen Grado in the street and went, that's a good look, I'm going to model myself? Because Grado did have the blonde hair. This picture of Alfredo Morelos, he's got the aviators on, he's got blonde kind of hair, and he's got this bag on, and he does look like Grado.
Aye. Well, I mean, I don't think he looks that much like Grado there.
Fuck.
That's unbelievable. What is that bag, mate? What is the bag?
I think it's Grado's Gucci, but no, is it Versace or Gucci? He'll be able to tell us. Is it a Versace bag or a Gucci bag, Grado?
Because a Gucci one.
Aye.
Go after Pantlock. Here I go.
Have you got a Gucci rucksack?
Aye.
I watched that House of Gucci last night. It was fucking rotten, man.
Piers Morgan says it was terrible. He says he walked out halfway through.
Yeah, it's really bad. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Woo! See, boys, you know something? I feel like I'm missing it. You know what I mean? Because it seems like everybody out there's starting some kind of side hustle or, you know, becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? Know what that is? Know what that is, boys? That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your own business. Know what I mean? Have you heard about this, Credo?
I haven't, but you, I mean, you have, you've told me about it on WhatsApp, but I want to hear it in great detail now that we're on the podcast live.
Well, your internet was breaking up there, mate, so maybe you should be getting on Shopify for somebody else's internet service provider. What was the name of the guy that did your internet?
What's that? Tiger?
Tiger. I bet Tiger's on Shopify.
I saw Tiger a couple of weeks ago, by the way.
I bet when Tiger did your internet, mate, the sound that he heard was... Because that sound, mate, means it's another sale on Shopify. It makes it simple for anybody to sell anywhere. You can create your online shop, you can find new customers, and you can scale that idea that you've got in your head. With Shopify, you can get off at one place. No need for skills and designer coding. You couldn't code anything, could you, Gredo?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to start with coding. Carry on, you know what I mean?
What do you mean it does all the coding? Is it like eBay?
No, it's not like eBay, mate. It's not like eBay. It's coding. I'm not even going to explain coding to you. And the good thing is, we don't need to explain coding to you because Shopify takes care of all of that for you, Gredo. Now, it's how every minute of the day, a new seller makes their first sale with Shopify and they hear this sound and you can join them. Now, let me have a think now of some of the places I know that use Shopify. Because there's loads of places out there that use it. Have you ever heard of Tropic Skincare, Gredo?
No.
They use it. They use Shopify. They're a great skincare mob. I think I'm pretty sure Huel use it as well. You know Huel, right?
Crofty likes Huel.
Crofty likes Huel. Well, there's no better recommendation than that. Crofty wakes up in the morning, sits up in his bed, looks beside him. They've been in the bed with him. He's in bed by his cell, obviously. Right? Picks up his phone, right? Says, I'm not going to start greeting yet. I'm going to jump on the internet. I'm going to order myself some Huel. Right, orders himself some Huel, and what sound did the boys at Huel hear when Crofty does that? That's the sound he hear, because that's the sound of another sale for Crofty before he jumps on the Pornhub. Now, it's your turn to start selling a day with Shopify for free. And thanks to 24/7 support that's ready to help every step of the way, the old Shopify. This is possibility powered by Shopify. So we're asking you to sign up for a free 14-day trial at shopify.co.uk/wrestling, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/wrestling right now, and you can grow your own wee business today. Explore. I want yous to become entrepreneurs. shopify.co.uk/wrestling. Right, now every week we like to bury put our stuff for the world of wrestling. This week, let's separate the Liz Trusses for the Rishi Sunaks. In fact,
oh, come on, man.
Let's bury both of them, eh? Don't you, what are you saying? You hate politics being honest, didn't you?
Well, I just kind of go any of them. I don't know much about
You know,
it,
she but... was brought up in Paisley, but Liz Truss.
Was she?
She went to school with Adam Shane.
Did she? Shut up!
She did! How do you not know this?
No, hold on.
Fuck off.
That's bollocks.
Swear to God, man.
Voice note Shamer than now and ask him, did you go to school with Liz Truss?
Ask him, what politician did you go to school with? And don't fucking, no funny business, Gredo.
And what school was it? What school? Because I know what school it was.
Hey, okay. Shamer. They don't believe that you went to school with a politician, right? What politician did you go to school with in Paisley and she would come run and watch Raw with, you know that?
Come run and watch Raw with. Fuck off, Gredo.
God, man. He's going to listen. Right, he'll reply right now. Right, hold on.
She came round and watched Raw with Shamer. Coach.
Hey, hold on. Online, so he should reply unless he's busy.
It might be busy. He's robbing that, you know what I mean?
But there recording you audio.
You're a Tory, Gredo. What one do you prefer?
I'm not a fucking Tory. Tell me that. I hear this.
I've seen your fucking rucksack, mate. I've seen your rucksack.
I was Liz Truss. Totally. Show up, Joe. Stone Cold was her favourite.
Told you.
Fuck off, man.
Anyway, I'll try to get her for the run-in. She will probably talk still.
Right. So what you want to bury in? What you want to put your griddle?
I like the Kevin Nash podcast.
Oh, have you listened to the Kevin Nash podcast?
It's actually quite good, man.
You know, he's no fear to a bit of politics in his podcast, mate.
He's good. It's just really laid back, and I quite like Sean Oliver. Sean Oliver's the kind of host. It's a wee bit of a fresh air hearing him. And it was what I popped for is like the intro to the song is that Rolling Stones song. This is Departed. Gimme Shelter.
Yeah.
But it's like a rip-off, do you know what I mean? Like TNA with Dave with the songs in WCW. And then sure as fate at the end, they went, we'd like to thank Dale Oliver for the song. I was like, ah, fucking hell, Dale Oliver. Still ripping off tunes, man. Selling them.
I know. Fuck's sake.
That's me.
I listened to it myself. I listened to the first episode, the Scott Hall one. I've not listened to the second one yet.
It was just cool, wasn't it?
It was relaxed, wasn't it? It was nice and relaxed. It was good to kind of just listen into it.
I keep was going to step bust out green when we were talking about Scott Hall, but he kind of stopped himself, didn't he?
Yeah, aye. And Sean Oliver, man, I was looking at Sean Oliver all the time some years ago.
How?
Watching these stuff.
Hurry. I thought you were going to say like you went to college with him or something. See, I'm just
going to school with him in the back of my head. Went to school with him in Paisley. Used to come up and you know what I mean. It's like you think of how many hours I've spent with Sean Oliver probably all years.
Aye, and he's dishevelled suit and all that, and he's big mad bag.
Aye,
and pulling out the pills and all that, and going. That's
if anybody
funny.
Does, they know. Kill, people might not know who Sean Oliver is, Grado. So smarten them up.
He's a guy that kind of done the timeline. Shoot interviews and breaking kayfabe and booking the territories and timeline and all this kind of stuff. In actual fact, I see, like a couple of months ago, he started putting up all these old episodes up for nothing on YouTube. I went, why is he doing that? But I get it. He was obviously getting his YouTube channel built up. So
getting his profile up.
Aye, for when he puts the Kevin Nash stuff on it. So good on him.
And it was good. It was interesting actually hearing that, you know, Kevin Nash, I wanted to do a podcast with you because we kind of got on well and had a good chat.
Aye, they went out for their dinner after it and all that, and they liked each other.
So that was interesting as well. I've always kind of wondered about that stuff. Is there anything I want to bury or want to put over? No, really, I feel like everything's on pause a wee bit. Certainly with WWE, I feel like everyone's on pause a wee bit because Cody's away and because, you know, Kevin Owens injured, so that kind of stalled that storyline and all.
Well, I tell you what, don't know about you, Rob, but I was thinking about this all day. What's happened to the old fucking MJF? That's run out of, kind of, do you know what I mean? Is that going to have as much as a, what are they doing there?
I don't know. Where's the payoff? Where's the payoff? Where at?
You know?
You hear me? You feel me? Right, so anyway, let's see what the punters are saying. Fretzelmania wants to bury the barbed wire shark cage match. Right, was it bad then?
Aye.
Was it?
Have you seen the big botch in it? Oh, it's horrendous. It is. Oh,
let's see it. Can we watch it?
Let's see if we can find up the botch. I just saw it there on Twitter. And it is.
Find a botch. Grado loves a botch. Grado loves a botch.
You like this?
Laughing at
Jericho Kingston botch. Terrible blending. No, I can't find it.
No.
Anyway, okay, so it's a badging. Gary wants to bury it as well. He wants to bury that barbed wire atrocity on Dynamite. Well, but he wants to put over Claudio getting a quick title shot against Jonathan Gresham at Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor. Bronze Cello wants to put over, and he's got a few weeks to cover here. He wants to get them all in. Oh, Brett versus Sean Rivalries documentary from last week was great. Loved seeing the interaction between them from Mania this year.
Is there an updated one? I never knew that.
Well, I need to see this. What is this? Anyway, enjoying the Maximum Male Models Max Dupree gimmick on SmackDown, and also during the Goldberg documentary's quote for "Was it the right time for the streak to end?" No, it was my birthday.
It's funny, man.
He loved seeing Cena back the other week, but was sad to hear that a possible SummerSlam appearance and match fell through. Also, breaking up the Gun Club and the Acclaimed, one of the best things about AEW, it was far too soon.
Oh, you're joking? Is that spot? I quite like them now together.
John, are you playing audio while I'm trying to read out these.
Sorry, I'm looking, still looking for this botch.
Would you dare that to George Bowie? See, while no, George Bowie's reading no, it, I think I wouldn't would you do play that. A bit of a wrestling match?
Sometimes I do by mistake.
I saw a picture of George Bowie with a moustache.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It just, that was a filter though, Rab, so it was a real moustache.
Oh, it wasn't a real moustache, it was a filter.
Oh, man, you got dafted.
I get totally dafted there.
You did?
You go, no, I just saw it in passing. I saw it on the internet as I was scrolling. I went, oh, fuck, that's George Bowie, and kept scrolling, so I never really looked at it properly. I'm joking, of course. George Bowie is a legend in the entertainment game in Scotland. One day, maybe Crofty will be up there. Who knows? So, Spray Paint Scott wants to put your Jack Jester bringing back the hardcore stuff. Brought me right back to when I started watching ICW and how much I loved it back then. I hope he battles Kez and takes the title back. And he wants to bury the fact he tried to go to Glasgow for it, but it's not going to happen now. So Spray Paint Scott is not going to experience that.
Oh, man.
Roshi Boy wants to put over Blood and Guts for 2 weeks ago. It was brilliant. Swerve and Keith Lee winning the AEW tag titles was a huge surprise. Brody King's been really good recently as well. Love seeing a monster heel go amok. Also, Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor this Saturday looks like a great card. And he wants to bury WWE pretty much fucking off the women's tag division on all brands. What was the point? Also, JR's unnecessary horniness and his creepy comments on Instagram. Right, I don't know anything about this. What is JR's creepiness?
Did he know just he quote tweeted a picture of Natalia and went, oh, she's lovely. Wish she was 20 years younger or something, or older or something. Something like that, wasn't it, John?
I don't know. I've not seen them.
I'm Googling it.
It's 2022, man. It's like fucking... Whether you agree with it or not, you kind
of
sing.
Oh, Jim Ross reacts to picture of Natalia and sister in bikinis. And Natalia responds, let's see.
Oh, did she respond?
Right. Okay, so Natty went, the night hearts. How pretty is my sister Jenny? She never believes me when I tell her. So it's a picture of the two of them. And Jim Ross quote tweeted it saying, she's gorgeous, Natty. Runs in the family. Wish she was a bit older. Wink. And Natty says, thank you, I'll tell her you said hi.
That's all right. That's
I don't think there's anything that bad with that.
No, see when you need to. What's his first word? She's gorgeous, Natty. What is it?
She's gorgeous, Natty.
I just can't.
What?
I just think that's funny as fuck. The fact that he went and he said to go, she's gorgeous, I'm going to let her know.
I don't think it's that bad. I think that's somebody that knows that lassie very well.
Aye, I know. But it's just funny when you read it. She's gorgeous, mate.
Well, what would you say?
They're funny. That's funny.
Google it, Gradle. Google it and go and look at the picture. What would you say?
No, I did see it. I don't see. Oh, God, jeez. I get why folk are mad because it's like you can't, you're not meant to do that.
There's nothing wrong with that saying that. There's nothing wrong with him saying, oh, she's good looking.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying it's fun. I just think it's funny that you said she's gorgeous.
One of the replies.
And my sister, nice. Aye, she's gorgeous.
One of the replies to the Twitter. One of the replies to the tweet was, did the king hack your Twitter? And then somebody replied to that saying, no, the king wouldn't wish she was older.
Unreal.
Giza Gobbledygooker wants to put her and Barry at the same time for AEW's Eddie Kingston. He's something special and the fans can see that. In my opinion, the closest thing AEW has to a Stone Cold level style character who's unique, different and is a star. My Barry is, why do they book him to lose so often? He needs to start winning matches, and the fan reaction after they lost the barbed wire match on Wednesday showed they're getting it wrong. So he lost then. I'm getting all the spoilers here. It was rotten and he lost. The match was
wrong. I don't think it matters that he loses, does it? I mean, did Tommy Dreamer ever win an ECW? I don't think he ever won a match, did he?
You mean the world-renowned Stone Cold level star, Tommy Dreamer? You talking about?
All right, okay.
Rick Mash says, I might be in the minority, but I love the Flair Lethal Jarrett thing.
Oh, mate.
Listen, I loved it.
I loved it, but you know what? I noticed, right? And I love Jay Lethal, right? But I just thought I couldn't be good with the acting of Double J and Ric Flair. It was so natural and legit. It was the most legit acting I've seen in a wrestling promo video like that.
I think Jeff Jarrett is very special.
They were amazing. Did you think that, Rabino?
Aye, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was actually quite disturbing, the state of Ric Flair at the end.
I mean, I'm not saying anything against Jay Lethal or Andrade, but I would rather just see Jeff and Ric Flair.
Oh, 1,000,000%. But obviously, obviously the other two are in there just to...
Aye, they come in and they'll do all the bollocks, they'll do all the wrestling or whatever, but I don't really want to see that. I just want
but
to see
then Double J, but surely that's how they'll work it. Surely they two will start and then Double J and Rick will be in and then it'll be like, it'll be blood and thunder, man. It'll be like guitar shots and fucking blood everywhere and all that. Listen, let me tell you something, boys.
I am
tempted to buy you that paper.
I am.
Are you?
Oh, mate, yes.
Is it just to see if Ric Flair dies or not? Like, I've got a funny feeling it's going to be like the end of The Wrestler, like the Mickey Rourke thing, and he's going to die in the ring.
I don't think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you fucking hear me? I don't think so. Right? This is my new thing I say when I disagree with people. Can you hear me? I don't think so. I don't think he will die. I think he'll be fine. I think there'll be blood and thunder everywhere. I kind of want to see it, man. I want a new kind of... See, I'm going to be honest with you boys, right? See, since seeing that Cody Rhodes match with Seth Rollins, where Cody was injured and he had that big annoying at, and people on the internet were all like, oh, he shouldn't have been in there wrestling while he was sore. You know what? That's the fucking wrestling I want back, man. Aye. I want fucking Jeff Jarrett and Ric Flair in there. Two fucking old veterans, man. I want them bleeding everywhere and fucking rolling about and fucking, they can barely stone. That's what I want.
And not only that as well, Conrad, I would imagine he's booking quite a lot of the event, which we would imagine. And I think he'll know what he's doing a wee bit. I reckon he knows what punters like. I reckon that's going to be a good show from start to finish, just the way it's
all
done. That's
a good card, by the way. See, the whole card is a good card.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think it will be class. And I think this Flair and the tag team match, you're right, it's going to be something else. I'm buzzing for it.
Andrade's going to go out and bust a gut. Jay Lethal's going to bust a gut. You know what I mean? They're in Ric Flair's last match. They are going to bust a fucking gut, man.
Will they do the spot where Flair halfway through the match, man, gets 10 away in a board. He comes out, comes back at the end.
You know what I mean? I hope so, man.
And then they're like, don't, Rick, don't. Get back. We need to take you to the hospital, you stupid. Come on. Get back.
Yeah,
no, I'm tempted.
I'm tempted, by the way, to get it. I can't wait to one.
He's not listening, Sean.
I can't wait to one of our boys are old enough that they can have that last match, like Sheamus' last match or something.
Aye,
I can't fucking wait.
Let's trust fucking taking a Braveheart man with high heels.
Oh my God! It's former Prime Minister Liz Truss.
It's fucking Asda, the Phoenix and Linwood man.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait till one of yous are old enough to do that whole thing, man. I would love to see you and fucking Red Lightning one more time.
Oh, we were texting about that.
To retire one of yous, a fucking retirement match.
That's 10 years. 10 years on August the 5th.
Wow. As a Scottish wrestling fan, that's the match I want to see. That's the match.
I want to see it all, man. Two slobs.
No, listen, two fucking two guys at Norris School, the fucking young team can't touches. Big Mash is loving it. Big Mash also wants to bury Facebook for constantly recommending dirt sheet articles on his feed.
By the way, I agree with that, man. Why am I get that all the time.
Yeah. Respect to Big Mash. Ian Drew Dice Clay says, I'll put all this bloke who went to Hulk Hogan's karaoke night.
Oh, brilliant.
Sang Michael Jackson's famous plea for racial tolerance, black or white, right in front of him. Get a clip.
I've got the clip, yep. Of course, I have to thank you, Ian Drew Dice Clay, for this. With the Hulkster. Jimmy Hart.
Look at Jimmy Hart. He's getting the list. I could just come back one second.
I can't believe how fucking low redness is. I fucking love it, by the way. That's Hulk Hogan there.
Oh, look, he's putting the ranks on. Look, the DD is fucked. Feel that? That guy's stood there. Oh.
This is so. Oh my God, Look at the fucking man. Chairs not, they're sitting on its
left. Love how Hulk has to be up on the stage. That's my chair.
Hulk Hogan is extremely... I know I always say this, right, but Hulk Hogan is unbelievably rich. What the fuck is he doing? Why is he there in that...
It's Monday Club.
I wouldn't be there for now. And I've got nowhere near the money that fucking Hulk Hogan's got. As you'll know by the fact I'm doing this podcast. I wouldn't be seen dead there. Although if that was happening during Mary Hill and now, I'd need to go.
There you go.
So who is it? Who is the blonde woman here? Is this Hulk Hogan's missus? You know?
Must be.
She's loving it. She's shaking her hips.
Fair hope fucking JL doesn't see her.
Woo! So I'm back at Two Doors Down, and I like to always have a wee bit of stubble run about my coupon. However, the powers that be at Two Doors Down always want Alan to look clean-shaven. They want him to be younger than what Grado is. So I always have to shave. And it's not just once a week due to continuity issues. I need to shave every goddamn morning. And I use Harry's because I enjoy using Harry's. They have the expertly engineered weighted handle. They've got a 5-blade cartridge. They've got the foaming shave gel, which I use every morning. When I wake up and I go to the filming, I take my travel blade cover, and it sets me up for an adventurous day on set. And you're also getting a wee free shower gel. That's with the trial set. They are offering a free travel-sized travel shower gel set, and you can try it for yourself. The shave itself is absolutely spotless. It's so nice when I run that razor down my face, and I just love every single minute of the experience that I have every morning. It reminds me of happy times when I hear that scent, when I smell that scent. The listeners can't smell it, obviously, but I'll just let you know that it's a really, really good smell. The shower gels, the face care, the skin care, they can be added at any time to your shave plan. If you want to do a wee shave plan, they can exfoliate your face, and that gives you a better chance of cleaner results. Now, there's 0% sulfates, parabens, and dyes, and it's all alcohol-free. There's nae nasties. So get yourself a Harry set. Get yourself a Harry set and support the podcast and get your shower shave on the go by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. It's only $3.95 for delivery, so just head to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft and you can get a wee shave plan and your freebie can be added to checkout and all. That's harrys.com/wrestlingdaft.
You just made the list!
Take a tenuous subject about wrestling, organise it, put it in an order, get numbers, put numbers beside it, put it in a list of bullet points, like a PowerPoint presentation you're given to the people in the church that you've joined. You've joined a church that are into lists. So list is like a religion about lists. And what you end up with at the end of that, when the FBI come and you lock the doors and you set a place on fire and everybody's fucking all screaming and dying and all that, is the list of wrestling daft. This week we decided to drop the WCW champions. We've been trying to get you want to hear about WCW champions for a long time. Nobody gives a fuck about WCW anymore. WCW is long dead, by the way. It's gone. As much as Eric Bischoff still wants to... You know what pisses me off? See, when I listen to podcasts and you get that advert for Eric Bischoff's podcast and he's like, it's all about the business, not the fan mark stuff. I'm like, fucking shut up. That's my heat enemy does that. You know what I mean? Have you ever listened to his podcast as well? Oh, is fucking moaning about fucking wrestlers and that. It's total mark stuff. Anyway. So here we go.
What's the question?
Of the year so far.
What is it?
Wrestlers of the year so far.
All right.
It's my list of wrestlers of the year so far. Vado, have you got any honorable mentions before?
Probably Cody Rhodes.
Well, you spoiled my number one. He's my number one, obviously. I don't know
how
you can pick anything else. I would have Seth Rollins in there as number three. I would have Seth Rollins in there as number three because I think what often gets ignored is that he I can't even remember the last time he had a bad match. Can you remember the last? Can you remember the last time he had a bad match?
Who? Nicolas Cage. Seth Rollins. That match. See that match with Cody Rhodes that you tell me to watch. I fucking loved it, man. I honestly thought it was superb. And see what he done with the tights and all that, and all with the yellow spots. Yep. Polka dots. Loved it.
There won't be a better match this year, I don't think, than that. So. Seth Rollins is my number three. I think he's been great this year. My number two is going to be Ezekiel, actually, because I think he's been absolutely brilliant.
Ezekiel Jackson?
No, I've been talking about Zeke. Fucking.
Has been brilliant. That has been. Are they still doing that?
Well, they've had to kick. Well, he's still doing that, but they've had to hit pause a wee bit. I think he's now working an angle with Seth Rollins because Kevin Owens is out.
Oh, shit. Is Kevin Owens injured?
Aye, he's out the new, and Cody Rhodes will be my number one. So that's nice and simple, nice and straightforward, boys, there. But let's see what the punters are saying. Martin says Brian Danielson and Mox acclaimed in the Ass Boys. So AEW there.
Oh, man, I would say them as well. See that acclaimed in the Ass Boys are the promos. I think they've been shot.
Million Vanillium says easily John Moxley. Hasn't had a single bad match since coming back. Daniel says Dax Harwood for putting on absolute classics all year.
Well, actually, the second best match I saw was that tag match with the Briscoes and the revival. That was... You saw that yet, Rob?
No, I've not seen it.
Tremendous. You seen it, John?
Aye. It's brilliant.
Amazing, wasn't it?
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, I have to say, Dax Harwood, his single stuff he's done has been brilliant. And obviously, he's had some brilliant matches with FTR, but see, the single stuff that Dax Harwood's done has been fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, Rico says Cody for proving he's 100% a draw. Hadn't been too bothered about WWE for a while before Cody returned. He'd been a breath of fresh air. Beppe says Brian Danielson, always an 8 out of 10 minimum. WWE side, Cody. AEW side, Dax has had the best matches, but they've done a great job of building Wardlow. Bronchello says WWE side, Cody. AEW side, Dax. Best matches there, but they've done it. Oh no, it's the same fucking thing, man. What's going on there? I'm freaking out, John. Why is it the same thing?
Why is it? Oh, is it? What one? You've read that twice. Where have I've not put in twice?
I think Beppe.
No, you went and read Rico first, then you went back to read Beppe.
No. But here's
the steaming rub.
No, look at Beppe's one. It says Brian Danielson. Then it says.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I've copied that. You're right.
That's not what was happening.
So let me do this again.
Right.
Beppe says Brian Danielson always 8 out of 10 minimum. And Bronchello says WWE side Cody, AEW side Dax, best matches, but they've done a great job of building Wardlow. Good luck editing this, John. That's a bit. Just don't fucking edit it. I think people like to hear this kind of stuff. Don't edit it.
What about, man? They love a botch.
Jushin Thunder Lager says Wrestler of the Year, Will Ospreay. Guy's having back-to-back amazing matches and Defo picked up his mic game. What do you think about Will Ospreay, Grado?
I've not seen any of him.
I mean, the guy can move. Boy can move. Lewis is Wrestler of the Year. Strong shout for Street Profits or Dax Harwood.
Is Dax Harwood the baldy one?
Aye.
He is a baldy one. Fraser says Riddle. RK Bro has been much more enjoyable than first thought, and now with Randy Orton away, starting to come into his own as a single performer. WWE side Cody, AEW side Dax has had the best matches, but they've done a great job of building Wardlow. Johnny says, not been watching WWE, but for me, MJF, Eddie Kingston and Dax Harwood have really impressed me this year. Nothing has really impressed me in the women's division. It's been all right, nothing great.
Oh, I think Bianca Belair's got to get a shout in. I think she's, every time she puts on a match, she's been brilliant.
Oh, do you know what that guy said to me, Liam Gallagher?
Did he say WWE side Cody, AEW side Dax has had the best matches, but done a great job of building Wardlow?
Close. He went and said, I agree with everything you say about wrestling.
What? Oh, he's tight. Oh, he's a mark for you. That's a lot of shite.
That's what he said.
You don't ever say anything about wrestling.
That's what I thought.
That was actually an insult when he said that. That was actually an insult to you when he said that.
Right.
Because you said that your match at Monsters Ball was like the worst match ever. And actually, me and John said it was nowhere near the worst match ever. It wasn't even that bad.
What
he was actually saying when he said that was that he agreed with you that match was rotten.
Right, I see. Well, I must say, because I hardly ever talk about wrestling on this day, so it's...
No, you mainly just talk about yourself.
Aye.
Right, and Craig says, get time, Ric Flair has yet to come back. True, we've not seen that match yet. Stevie says, Wrestler of the Year so far, Dax Harwood. I feel like Dax Harwood's running away with us, right?
He is.
Derek says Jericho. Holly says Liv Morgan. Good shout for Liv. John says Hook as best breakthrough, Cody for the matches in AEW and the WWE run so far. And Alan says it surely has to be Jester for his massive underdog win over Grado at the Big Family Bash. The streak was finally ended. And it's amazing to think that the streak wouldn't have been ended if that guy hadn't said to Grado before the show, "You fucking winning again?
Again?
Are you fucking winning again?
Oh, you can't keep winning, man. It means only daft."
The WWE needed that guy backstage back and when Cena was doing his big run, it turned the fans against him. Needed him to turn around to Cena just before he went through the curtain going, "John, you're not fucking winning again, are you?"
Yeah. Woo!
Now, there's more content, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. That's where you get the video version of this, which is a good stuff. You get to see me drinking out of my hip flask. You get to see Grado with his fancy rucksack. That's where you see all the images. You see John putting up his low-resolution videos for us to watch. You can get bonus episodes, extra content, get involved with our community, jump on the Discord, have a chat with us, and it also helps us out financially to keep the show going because we can't just rely on sponsorship for Shopify or from Harry's, you know, or Manscaping or whatever comes up. There's only so many balls you can shave. The best way to get involved, sign up to one of our tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft or patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, whichever one you fancy. And you can still get some Wrestling Daft t-shirts at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. For God's sake, don't tell Shopify that we're not using them. Right, so let's pick a listener of the week, Grado. It's been a while.
You getting any ideas? I was thinking maybe the guy that said about the dirt sheets. I don't know. Nah, was it?
Aye, because what did he say before that? He also
what about the guy that said that Dax Harwood was the best wrestler?
Everybody said that.
Who was the guy that said WWE side Cody, AEW side Dax has had the best matches, but they've done a great job of building Wardlow? Was that Bronchello?
I think it was Bronchello.
What about Billy that said he's just became a dad? He could be lying.
Billy. New Scottish daddy champion number one. Daddy champion number one.
Scottish Wrestling Network, Billy, with the glasses and the beard?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a lovely fella. Billy, good on you, big man.
Good on you, mate. So what are you up to for the rest of the week, lads? Well, the week's done, but what are you up to for the weekend?
I'm going to a wedding in East End Park tomorrow night.
Dunfermline?
Aye.
Think there'll be brides at the buffet?
I hope so. But because I'm a Falkirk supporter, I'm thinking what I could do is take a Sharpie with me, right? And then maybe like lift up maybe one of the pictures that are in East End Park in one of the boardrooms and write behind it, "Mon the Bairns," and then put the picture back.
Can you not just go to the centre spot and just do a shite right in the centre spot?
I could do that as well. That could be
I'm put it in TikTok.
Grado, what are you up to this weekend?
Nothing, I just need to refresh and regain my stamina back for Monday on Radio and Two Doors Down.
So how's that working, mate? You in Radio in the morning and then you come in to do your shooting?
Aye. Yeah, basically that, mate. So I do the Radio and then I'll go and do Two Doors Down.
Grado, you're going to be knackered. What, you watch yourself. I don't want to sound, you know, like a mob, but you just watch yourself, all
you're
right?
You're spreading yourself too thin.
Exactly.
What you doing? Now that you've not got a job, Robbie,
I'm doing a pilot for a ghost podcast. For the
a
BBC.
Ghost podcast? Is this when you look at the ins and outs of the Patrick Swayze film, or is it something else?
No, it's I'm going to next Wednesday night, I'm going to a haunted place in Glasgow. I don't know where it is yet, they've not told me, but I've got to go and spend some time in a haunted place. So that's for a podcast pilot that I'm doing with BBC Scotland about ghosts.
Do you think ghosts are real?
I don't.
Is that the angle?
Aye, well, that's kind of the angle a wee bit, you know what I mean? But I'm open-minded. Right. I'm open-minded.
Do you believe in ghosts, John?
There's something there, isn't there? There's something there, because like when you these Ouija boards, you know, I did a Ouija board in the Newcastle Keep on Halloween, and it was pretty freaky, I have to say.
I've only had one ghost experience, and I do believe it had happened. I might have told it on here now. The one when my mum was down in Manchester, and I was up here.
No,
you've not told us that.
My mum and dad were going away to watch Rangers versus Barcelona in Barcelona, and I had an empty. And So the Monday night, my mum and my dad went down to Manchester, and see that night, my girlfriend at the time was staying there, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I turned around and I looked at her face, and it was a monster like this, like, kind of like that, went, her face, right? And see when my mum come back a week later, I went, what did I tell you? I goes, see, no, it was her that she went, oh, Graham, I couldn't sleep that Monday night before we went to Barcelona. She goes, how? She says, see the middle of the night? I woke up and I turned around and I looked at your father, and your father was going,
oh, wow.
Aye. Honestly, I swear to God. Aye. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me on. And that's it.
Is that after that you joined Spooky Club, Grado, or was that
I think that was only about the same era when we used to go to Spooky Club. You should go to one of them, Brad. They're fucking brilliant.
I need to know, mate. We need to talk about Spooky Club again at some point because it's.
Aye, old cat, man. I wonder if cat's still alive.
I don't believe in ghosts, but I have definitely experienced something that would classically be described as a ghost, but I don't know what the deal was with.
Did it shaggy?
Well, I don't kiss and tell, mate, I'm afraid, so I'm not going to tell you.
Did you ghost it?
Hey!
So that's it. That's my next thing. And then I'll be doing Uncles at the end of August. And the
Is that the stage show finally getting to
Three nights at the Tramway at the end of August. Uncles, me and Big Connell just doing a bit of comedy, sitting on stage, hitting you with some patter.
Can we still get tickets, Rab?
I believe there's a tiny amount of tickets left. It's like 98% sold out all three nights. So I think there might be some returns or something.
Is this a show that you The Saturday before we were to go into lockdown, and you cancelled your shows, but I never.
That's exactly it.
You made me feel like a right fucking carny, man.
That's exactly it. That's exactly
it. You just think it would be the right thing to do to cancel the show. I was like, you're fucking assholes.
That was it. So we're finally doing them. And then that's me. I'm an unemployed man. So it was great to be back, guys. Glad to be back. Let's say, I think this is going to be a powerful year going ahead for Wrestling Daft. I think we're energised and ready to have some fun, and maybe like, come on, it's time to do the live stuff. The punters want they want it. It's time to do it.
You know, we should have done it on the weekend, the Shugs, and done a rec, because we know a lot of the guys that listen to this podcast are going to Shug, and we really should have thought ahead and done it at Shugs and done something there, like make it a big weekend thing. But
one day we'll all be in the grun. Thanks for listening to Wrestling Daft. Grado, John, it's been a pleasure. Up the road now.
It shall sail. Audio Frontier.